About 80,000 candidates on Saturday, May 6, 2023, sat for the rescheduled Unified Tertiary Matriculation Examination, UTME, nationwide. According to media reports, this figure was disclosed by JAMB's spokesperson, Mr. Fabian Benjamin, while monitoring the exercise on Saturday in Abuja. According to him, about 80,000 candidates who could not sit for the 2023 UTME within their scheduled time sat for the rescheduled UTME across the country. Benjamin said that affected candidates include those who were verified at their centers but could not sit for the examination, those who could not be biometrically verified and those with mismatched data, among others. He added that the deployment of innovations in the conduct of the exam paid off, as the exercise recorded the lowest reported cases of infractions. In this year's UTME, the issue of examination malpractices was reduced to almost zero level, he declared. Speaking on the results of the rescheduled UTME, Mr. Benjamin said the board's management would analyze the conduct of the exercise after its conclusion and decide. Meanwhile, the Minister of Education, Malam Adamu Adamu, who monitored the exercise, expressed satisfaction with the conduct of the rescheduled examination. Adamu, who was in the company of the Registrar of JAM, Professor Isaac Aloyed, monitored the exam at the computer-based test, CBT center located in Mambila Barracks, Asokoro district of Abuja. He said, "I am very happy with what I have seen. Regarding the temporary holding room for candidates and the arrangement in where they are taking the examination, I think everything is in order." Recall that JAM had on Tuesday, May 2, 2023, released the results of candidates who had earlier taken the exam, which commenced on Tuesday, April 25, 2023. People's Gazette.